Welcome in. Let's open tabs and talk about all things design. I'm Rachel Gates, and today I'm here with
Andre.
Awesome. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about all about free design softwares against paid design softwares.
Free design software can sometimes be better than paid design softwares, but we're really going to go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty of all of it. This topic is about design softwares like the Adobe Programs, Procreate, or even IBIS Paint. So we're going to compare free and paid design softwares and see which one we think is better.
Yeah. You ready?
I'm always ready. Let's talk about cost versus value. How do you feel about like Canva, free versus paid?
I mean, Canva, from the time that I've been using it, it's great for quick and easy projects. Mm-hmm. I've been using it for most of my work with clients. But if I'm doing like print work for like if I'm doing like a logo design or I'm doing something like publication design, I definitely go for like Adobe Illustrator and Adobe InDesign.
Okay. Yeah, sure. When it comes to like value for me personally, I think Canva is kind of superior in the sense of like they have that free version. So I can get started today, or for anybody that's out there freelancing or just wants to play around with software, they can just get started today at no cost.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, I would never. Sorry, Canva. I'm an Adobe supporter. Monopoly. I'm kidding. No, actually, in being so for real, the paid version of Canva is honestly even better. But again, you get that taste when it's free. You kind of get an understanding of the software. And there's just so much more you can do with the paid version as well. So it's kind of hard to say which one I would prefer, paid versus free for Canva.
Yeah. So for sketching purposes, I use IBIS Paint X, the paid version. But just the regular version, IBIS Paint, it's pretty good. I value using it as more of a sketch base for design rather than make it into like a vector logo, because you can't make vector art with it.
Wait, like not even with the paid version?
Nope.
Huh.
It comes out. You can have a
only raster.
Only raster.
What about transparent backgrounds like a PNG?
You can do that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How do you think that compares to like spending big bucks and going for something like the Adobe Suite?
I definitely prefer the Adobe Suite over IBIS Paint, but I've been using it since like I was a teenager. It's a part of me.
Yeah.
I can't give up IBIS Paint. I just transfer the sketches onto Adobe and just draw over it.
Oh, sweet. I personally love spending money on Adobe, and I'll forever spend money on Adobe. They've been starting to get some of their apps on iPad and even on iPhone, yeah. I think Photoshop's on iPhone. Don't quote me on that.
Yep.
Maybe possibly Lightroom 2. I really wish Illustrator would get there so I could just start sketching with like a foam pen or a stylus, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be great. I personally, like for me, IBIS Paint, I can't do it. It's just straight up sketching. I like my pen tool, my direct manipulation. So that's not for me.
I understand that.
That's me.
Yeah.
What about for like scaling? Do you think they're good for scaling like companies like ours that is like growing?
I feel like scaling like images.
Scaling in the sense of like business cost versus value. Like how much is your membership for IBIS Painting X?
It's $30 a year.
A year?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I think Adobe is somewhere around 80 some bucks a month right now.
I thought it was 60, but dang.
I think it's around 80.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And that's without stock photos.
Oh my gosh.
Don't get started on that. Do you think IBIS is like beginner friendly? Like if I got on today, you think I'd get it?
Oh, definitely. It is definitely a beginner friendly like drawing app. It's definitely a drawing based app. Like a lot of people use it for like anime stuff, like anime drawing.
Okay.
But I use it for just drawing purposes and making stickers for my Redbubble. Yeah.
Other than watermarks and like rasters, do you think there's any other drawbacks to it compared to like bigger, more expensive software?
They did add a animation purpose to it. I feel like there could definitely be use for like 3D rendering. They could have a market for that. But overall, it's, I feel like it's just for beginners.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Vista Create?
Vista Create.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like for Vista Print, but you kind of like design?
Not really. It's more for social media.
Wow.
I mean, it is brought to you by Vista Print. It's the same company, same logo, same bold Vista. But essentially what it is, it's like a free graphic design tool. It's got thousands of free templates and AI imaging. An AI imaging generator. So I think a lot of people have been kind of turning to that for their socials, which kind of drives me insane. And it's free trial, then they charge you.
Bad.
Don't do that.
I'm not a fan of image generation. That if you ever meet me, I'm very much against image generation, like with AI.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with using it as like a tool for I would say copyright purposes, but overall just using it for pure images and image generation and design, not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think that should all just be paywalled? So that way it's like not as widely used.
Like would you say like
In the sense of if it's free, people are obviously gonna use it, but like if they were to paywall image generation with AI, do you think less people would be using it? Or do you think people would cave and start spending way more money on AI?
I think people would start spending money on AI.
Really?
You know how much money people put into Sora.ai?
No.
A lot of money.
I thought Sora was having big problems or something.
Apparently, from what I've heard, that they, don't quote me on this, but they didn't go fall through with a Disney contract. Disney was gonna pay.
Yeah, and then they didn't do it. And now they might be going bankrupt or something stupid like that.
Yep.
Whatever it is. Yeah, no, I get that. There's other instances where you see this paid versus free software. Like Figma, for example, they have a free plan. People use that all the time for like doing app design or even laying out a website, doing some collaboration with other team members.
Yeah.
Personally, I prefer the paid version. I think has way more features because it does. Mm-hmm. Or even like Blender. Blender's free.
Blender. I've started to use Blender a little bit here and there, but I'm hoping probably this year I want to start making some mock-ups.
I would just love to know how they manage to stay free, though.
You know that? I want to know that, too. Funding? That's. I think it's a community-based. Thank you.
Bless. Jesus in the house.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you think they like do donations? Is that their base?
I think they mainly do donations.
So it's sort of paid.
A little
if
bit.
If you wanna.
It's main. I feel like it would be a non-profit in a way.
Oh, yeah, that could be cool. No, I don't know what their approach is.
Yeah. Somebody did make a whole movie off of Blender. That's and insane. Won an Oscar.
What was the movie about?
It was about a cat going through a forest. And just, it was like an
apocalypse. Yes, this is so staying. Yeah.
After the, it's like post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
But it's just about a cat going through a post. I feel like war. world. Where
a war-torn country.
Definitely. Where it's just full of forest, and it just meets a bunch of animals, and it's silent. Like there's silent no film. Voice acting, nothing. Just cat, just like cat noises and it going through the forest. It's very much engaging.
But how long is it?
I think it's like over an hour.
Dude made an hour-long movie on
Blender.
Blender. With no audio other than some cat noises.
Yeah, there's a lot more that probably went into it. There's probably a whole team, but like They just made it off of Blender.
That's insane. Wow.
I just know, like, wow. Making that off of a free software is insane.
Yeah.
And the...
What do you think?
Just like the passion you put into a project using a free program is just inspiring.
Inspiring. I love that. Interesting. Cat apocalyptic world. Inspiring. Yeah. What a combination there.
You can probably look it up. It's like a cat. Black. It's a black cat.
What about like
Blend? If you just look up Blender movie, it's probably there.
What about photo editing? Do you know of any free software that you've used in past?
I've definitely used some obscure softwares before. Photoshop, like maybe. Ooh, here's a fun one. I've used this app called Fonto. Before I got into like fully graphic design, I was at the GACTC during this time. But like,
shout out April.
Shout out to April Spar. Love you. But before like I got deep into graphic design, like I became serious. Before I got serious with graphic design, I used Fonto to make niche memes. And during the time, like I think it was like 2018, 2019, me and my old friend used to make these niche memes. And
give me a good example of one.
A good example, mint ice cream as a person and giving it like personalities and stuff. I'd get like 60 to 70 likes on stuff, and I got up to like 500 followers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and my account was called Burb Flock. It was all about my bird, one of my parakeets. Flock. Yeah. Damn.
How do you think that compares to like Photoshop nowadays, though?
Oh, it's terrible.
Really? That bad?
It's not great. I used like, it has like filters and stuff, and you would have to use your finger to draw out the background and stuff. I would use eraser background apps. I would use I can't even remember the names of them, but like just obscure apps to
so like how do you feel about paying for Canva premium just using the AI background remover?
I mean, I'm fine with it. Like,
oh, okay,
that is fine. Like removing a background, that's just quick and easy button.
Click.
But it's not like utilizing AI to like generate an image, like just to fix like the image.
If I go in with a lasso tool and be like, this hair's out of place, circle it with the lasso tool, and then AI generative fill correct the hair.
I mean, I don't see no wrong with that.
Facts, period. Love that. See, this is why I pay for Photoshop, because I need AI to directly clean up some of my images for me.
I do like that. Shit, it's like image. I forget what it's called. Is it called image generating on
Photoshop?
Photoshop, yeah.
I think they do generative fill.
Generative fill. There we go.
I don't think they do full-on image generation.
Yeah, I like to use a little bit of image generated fill if, like, I can't get a finger right. Because I'm really bad at editing fingers. Because they'll look like little tiny noodles.
Oh, cute.
If I'm editing them, I'll try my best to do it first. And if I can't do it, like on one finger, I'll try to see if it'll correct it.
Now, like, what about workflow and efficiency? So, for example, I love my Adobe Suite because I can just save right in Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just carries across to all my Adobe accounts, no matter where I'm logged in. But, like, what about free software? Do you have that availability with, like, IBIS Paint or anything like that?
They definitely have like a cloud software platform in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have like the cloud. If you pay for the paid software, you make an account. Sadly, I didn't do that with my old iPad, and I lost all of my progress from 2018 to 2025, all of my art. But that's okay. It's all on my Instagram. Dank Doodles at Dank Doodles. Dad. Overall, I think IBIS Paint has a good cloud. Is it cloud?
Cloud storage.
Cloud store. They it has a good cloud storage, but you just have to be wary of like some of the bugs that can get into it. Like okay. it can be a bit touchy. But
damn. I got know with Canva. I'm so sorry. I'm a little sleepy. Like, I know with Canva, I can log in from anywhere and do anything at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the free, if I'm not mistaken.
I that's, like, one of the things I love about Canva. You just log in.
And you're there.
You're just there. Everything's there.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think you need skill to work Canva?
Not really. Like, I feel like that it's built for everyone. Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, do they have, like, help tutorials on, like, YouTube? If you're interested.
I think so, yes. But there's also so many people on like Instagram and TikTok that if you put in, how do I do this in Canva?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did it.
Someone made a video.
Shout out to whoever did those. I couldn't be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but that's where, like, where I feel like it dilutes our field. In the sense of, I could go in Canva and some people make a logo in Canva. Shout out to past clients that have done that. You know who you are. And it looks awful. And then I have to go into Illustrator and make you a whole new logo and rebrand you and make you feel all cutesy, you know, and like sexy and like sex sells and like great logos sell. that takes skill. That, at least in my opinion. I think with Canva, you can be very skillless, whereas with Illustrator, you need to be very skillful.
Yeah. You definitely need skill when it comes to like the Adobe Suites or Suite. Mm-hmm. You definitely need skill when it comes to the Adobe products, like definitely Illustrator when you're getting into logo making.
Mm-hmm.
Photoshop, you really need to know like how to trying to think.
Listen, man, when it comes to Photoshop, you know what I know? Fucking yeehaw. Correct. That's what I know. That's exactly what I know.
True.
How do you feel about industry standards? Do you think that Adobe is still the number one industry standard?
Oh, I definitely think Adobe's going to stick with the top spot until, like, maybe competitor comes around with a better price. You know?
Y'all think about that one. If somebody came out with an Illustrator dupe and it was just as good and half the price.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
That would be wild.
What do you think Adobe would do?
I think it would crap its pants.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like if it
on that, folks, when it happens. Oh, no, I think Canva might take the spot one of these days. Canva's been growing, and unfortunately, it's an okay software, if you're being quick. A lot of people are starting to turn to Canva.
It is. It's a better software than using AI-generated content.
Yeah.
That's what I, my thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just keep going. I'm so sorry. Hopefully you don't start. I'm so sleepy. What do you want from me?
Have you looked into Affinity?
Affinity?
Affinity.
Who the hell is that?
It's kind of like Adobe Illustrator, I think. It's similar to it. I'm pretty sure you can make vector art, but it's kind of like Adobe Illustrator, but not too exact. I feel like it's a little harder to work with it.
Oh, yeah, it does look like Illustrator. Wait, why does it look exactly like Illustrator? Did somebody dupe Illustrator? It's by Canva. I told you.
Really?
By Canva.
It's by Canva?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, Canva. That's literally Illustrator.
Oh. Adobe, get your money.
Yo, Affinity, how much y'all charging? Let me pull up this price sheet real quick. Product. they have all kinds of products. Photo editing, page layout, Canva integrations. Get Affinity. Oh, Affinity by Canva, the all-in-one creative app with everything you need to craft designs, edit images, and lay it all out without ever leaving your document or paying a thing. Free. Sign up to download Affinity and sign in with your Canva account to create one for free.
Not sponsored.
I need to play with this. Does this really mean I can have Illustrator for free?
Maybe. I've watched a couple videos on like this one graphic designer rating vector. Is it? Yeah, no. I'll restart that. I just need a second. But yeah, I definitely watched a video on this one designer who rated all of the like vector-based programs.
Yeah.
And they've definitely rated Affinity maybe at like a B or A scale or tier.
So it's, sorry, because now I'm obsessed. I'm not obsessed, but I'm reading because I need to know more. It is literally completely free. If you have the Canva premium plan, which unfortunately I do, you can unlock the AI tools.
What?
Which is what? Canva AI Studio. Generative fill, expand and edit. Generate images and vectors. Don't know about that one. Remove backgrounds and subject selections. Colorize, depth selection, and super resolution. Portrait blur and portrait lighting. You can adjust lighting in a photo, though. Really? And full AI generation history.
Wow.
So it's literally the Adobe Suite for free.
Wow.
I want to play with it.
Yeah, we should.
I cannot wait to play with it, and I'll update everybody on whether it's amazing or whether it's trash.
We should do, like, a video on using Adobe, like, Illustrator versus Adobe.
Affinity?
Versus Affinity.
By Canva.
But we should do a video on that for... Yeah.
You think these lovely people that are watching us right now would like to see that?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Let's do
looking into your souls.
Maybe you'll see that on our socials.
Whoa. Maybe I'll show it to you on here at some point.
Ooh.
Bring my computer in. Yeah, I don't know. If it's free, I like it. If it's paid, it's normally better. But I don't like spending money.
You test it out.
What's your favorite software right now?
Just in general?
Oh, yeah.
I would just say, like, Adobe Illustrator.
That's paid.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's also paid.
My favorite free is IBIS Paint because, you know, I grew up with it since I was, like, 13, drawing on an iPad, a very crappy iPad.
My favorite free service is right here. These two hands on paper.
Oh, yeah.
Pencil. Well, I guess a pencil costs like $2. And this economy probably costs like $4 for a pencil.
But, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. All right.
Everything costs.
Yeah. So I guess more of the story here is like free or paid, a tool is a tool. Is that kind of the moral of the story you're getting? And like what really matters is like how you use it. Or how your creativity, how you're thinking, your ability to bring ideas to life. That's kind of like the differences.
Yeah.
You think it doesn't matter if it's free or paid?
Yeah, definitely how you utilize the programs and softwares. You can make a program work.
No, yeah, that's completely valid. But honestly, that is probably where we're going to wrap up this episode. For the Open Tabs podcast, I'm Andre with...
Rachel Gates.
And we want to thank you guys so much for watching. And if you like the episode, be sure to like the video and subscribe, as it shows us that you guys really like what we're talking about and what we're doing. And honestly, we can go ahead and close this tab. So check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music for more.
Peace.
Bye.